الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you the importance of hurrying in doing good things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah said, hurry it to do something which is good. And alhamdulillah, this is a very important thing for us to remember, because as you know and I know, many of us through the day, through the time, we have good intentions. But you find that if you delay in implementing that intention, then it gets diluted and then quite often it completely disappears. We don't do that action at all. For example, you might have thought while you, I'm giving away some very simple examples. You have this intention that you should always be in a state of wudu. And there is great benefit in always being in a state of wudu. First of all, wudu is ibadah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the one who is in wudu. And then most importantly, when our time comes to go, how good it will be if we die in a state of wudu. And how do you ensure that you die in a state of wudu? By living in a state of wudu. So always ensure that you have wudu. So you have this intention, and when you go to the toilet, then you say, well, I'm going to finish and then immediately I will make wudu. That's the best way. As soon as you wudu breaks, immediately make wudu. But if you delay, and if you think that I'll just do it, I'll go home and do wudu, or I'll go to the masjid and do wudu, wherever it is, you will find that wudu will not happen. You had the intention, but it won't happen. Similarly, you find this especially with charity. You find some good cause, you find somebody comes, you want to do something, you have this complete intention, I want to give this money, and you just delay, and then you find that, then you think, oh, should I give so much? Actually, why should I give so much? I can give to more people, so I'll give less. And then you give less to one person and to nobody else, or the whole intention disappears. And the person you wanted to give the money to, he goes away somewhere, or he is not there, or you are not there. Something happens. The entire intention does not get implemented and you have not given this charity. So if you delay in doing good things, then you find that the opportunity goes away. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to earn Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malikul Haqq. He is the real king. So Allah does not ask us. Allah is not begging us. Na'udhu billah. Allah is not asking us. Allah is not requesting us. What we have and we ourselves belong to Allah. So Allah gives us the opportunity. But if you don't take the opportunity, then you find the opportunity goes away. And therefore, it is very important to take advantage of these opportunities as soon as the opportunity comes. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran and He said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you cannot reach the level of piety of al-birr until you spend in the path of Allah that which is dear to you, that which is beloved to you. مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu immediately came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, here are the papers for my orchard, my date garden, which I want to give in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are you giving it? He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah of the Quran. And he said, this garden is the most beloved to me. It was his most valuable piece of land. It was the most valuable garden. It was a beautiful garden. It had fresh water. It had a fresh water well in it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and sit in the shade on the wall of the well. So it was a very beautiful place. But he said, I will give this away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. As soon as there is an opportunity to please Allah, immediately we take advantage of that. We don't delay. You will find many times you have the opportunity, you have the intention of waking up for tahajjud, you set your alarm, everything. Alarm rings, you wake up, and then you say, just 5 minutes, I will just turn around here. Maybe I just stretch in the bed, and next thing you know, it is time for Salatul Fajr, and you hear the Adhan, the time for Tahajjud is gone, And if Allah does not protect us, sometimes you sleep through the Fajr also. So you had the opportunity to wake for Tahajjud, you had the intention of waking for Tahajjud, and next thing you know, not only did you lose Tahajjud, but you also lost Salatul Fajr. So that is why it's very important for us, let us hurry and do the thing that we, good thing that we want to do. When we have the niyyah, as soon as we get the thought, immediately do it. Don't delay at all. Do not delay in doing good, whatever that good is. There is no such thing as a small piece of good. All good is big, because anything good we do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why there is no sin which is small and there is no good deed which is small. Everything is big. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which displeases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.